speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
It's a delight again today for me to greet you with the gospel of Christ and to be able to study with you from the book Divine. The words of truth found on the pages of Holy Writ can never be gainsaid. It is indeed the truth that is able to free us and able to give us all things that pertain to life and godliness and offer us the blessings and the beauties of heaven. But before we can have those blessings, we must hear that word, believe it with all of our heart, repent of our sins, and confess the name of Christ, and be buried with Him in the waters of baptism to wash away our sins. This is what brings us into Christ, into the blessings that are in Christ, and that's the only place that they can be found. It puts us into the body, the church, the kingdom of heaven. And so as we study together, let us do so with the aim of doing those things which our Lord has commanded us to do. We've been discussing this week the question that our questioner has asked, will there be a rapture in 1988? And the answer is no, not in 1988, nor in any other year, my friend. This is one of the false theories that goes along with the premillennial theory. And just recently we've had an exposure to this from the World Bible Society. They have, in Nashville, printed a book on 88 reasons why the rapture could be in 1988, and even predicted that September 12 through 14 would be the time the Lord would rapture His people, but He would leave the wicked here to suffer famine and nuclear war and 7 years of plague. Well, of course, the date has come, the date is gone, but the Lord did not come, simply because there are no signs concerning the second coming of Christ. There were signs concerning the destruction of Jerusalem. There were many things of symbols and predictions concerning Christ's coming and His death and His suffering on the cross. But so far as signs of the second coming of Christ, there are none. If the Lord doesn't tell us what those are, we simply do not know. He says even the angels of heaven do not know when that shall be. And so, my friends, when a rabble-rousing preacher comes and begins to tell you these things, you need to doubt that. You need to know the truth, because you see, the truth is able to make you free. So as Mr. Wisenot's theory in 88 Reasons Why About the Rapture has to stop between the time of the 69th and the 70th week, if 483 years represents correctly the 69 weeks, how can 1958 or 1958 years represent a final week? Mario states in Young's The Prophecy of Daniel, page 216, and I'm quoting, "We are bold, therefore, to lay it down as an absolute rule, admitting no exceptions, that the measure of time or space is specified by the number of units composing it, within which a certain event is to happen, or a certain thing is to be found. The units of time and space which make up the measure are to be understood as running continuously and successfully." Quote from Young on the Prophecy of Daniel. Thus, the 70 weeks, we can see, were 70 consecutive weeks once they began, and there was no parentheses, period, as the dispensationalists believe there must be. The idea of a rapture is false because it denies the visible coming of our Lord, too. You see, when the Christ comes the second time, He shall be seen by everybody. The messenger said to the apostles in Acts, the first chapter and verse 11, "Ye men of Galilee, why do you stand here gazing into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." John wrote also in Revelation 1, "Cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him." Now these are verses, my friends, that destroy completely the false theory of predestination and the invisible coming of the second coming of Christ, as the views of Jehovah's Witnesses, the Max King people, the premillennialists, wherever they may be found. There is no excuse for us not knowing the truth. But we're glad you listened today, and we're hopeful that these are helpful things. We have nothing harsh against anyone. We simply want people to quit teaching error and began to cling to the truth and love it.